Svarno Parshas Ekev. So the Svarno Kedarko always likes to explain the smichus, the reason one pasuk is next to another. And Parshas Ekev, he connects to the end of Parshas Vayeschanan. At the end of Parshas Vayeschanan, it says that you are a holy nation to Hashem, and Hashem loves you, and to those who are his enemies, he will pay back right away. That's pasuk good. Mishalim l'sonav alpanav la'avido, to his enemies he pays back right away. Then you guys, pasuk good, Allah for shemaratas ha-mitzvah, you will watch the mitzvah sachgukim mashbat shonochim tavchayom la'asosam. You'll do them today, even though the Sfarno says you're not going to necessarily, this has been Parshas Vayeschanan, and even though you're not going to necessarily see the reward today, not in Olam Hazeh anyway, you're not going to see it, you're not going to be thinking about it, because you're going to do mitzvahs me'ava. So you're going to not worry about that you don't see the Sfar in Olam Hazeh. That's the end of Vayeschanan. Now this Parsha, since you will listen to my mitzvos and the mishpatim, ushmartim, va'asisim asam, and then you will do them properly, you'll do them me'ava. V'shama Hashem asakacha, it's a bris v'es ha'chesed. So what does it mean that Hashem will remember the bris and the chesed? What chesed? Chesed is something you don't deserve. So the Sfarno explains, whatever you get in this world, it'll be chesed. It won't be paying back, like we said in the end of the Vayeschanan. The Rishayim get paid back for what they did. For the tzaddikim, whatever they get will be considered chesed and not being paid back, like extra. But what they deserve, they'll get in Olam Haba. And whatever they get in Olam Hazeh, just chesed. Now, he doesn't explain why exactly how that works. So I'm going to tell you my understanding of that. In other words, he says, for tzaddikim, what they get in Olam Hazeh, that's only chesed. Sounds like for Rishayim, they get actually paid back. How could that be? So there's a Michtam Elio, not on the Smyrna, but the Michtam Elio says that if you do mitzvos not in the proper way, so then, you know, let's say you do it for kavod. So it's an Olam Hazeh dika way of doing a mitzvah. So then you get paid back in Olam Hazeh. But if you do mitzvahs out of Ava, that's an Olam Haba type of way, then you get paid back in Olam Haba. And whatever you get in this world is chesed. Okay, then the next pasuk says, V'ahevcha v'hir b'cha me'abosecha. Hashem will love you. So the Sfarno says beautifully here, B'yoschem banim, when you are banim to Hashem. So now, what makes us banim to Hashem? So says the Sfarno, because a father's children typically look like him. Some of them, you know, a little bit. No, his kids look like him. So that's the concept of we're banim l'Hashem l'Kechem, says the Sfarno, is kidmuso b'tzalmo, that we are like Hashem and that we have a tzalam elokim, which means our neshama is running us and not our guf, that we are b'tzalam elokim. So it's a million explanations how to explain that, but let's just go with the tzelem elokim means we act like, we're not just like animals. We have a tzelem elokim in that we're like Hashem, that we act like Hashem. And we have this higher level neshama and we act like Hashem, whatever it is. So in that way, when you're like Hashem's children, that is, oh, he looks like me. You could tell, oh, that kid is Hashem's child. So that's tzelem elokim. So then we're considered banim l'Hashem elokeichem. Okay, so if we are like that, then Hashem will love us. And it says, "V'hisir Hashem mimcha kol choli." Hashem will take away all kinds of sicknesses, as it's very even normal ones. "V'chol madve mitrayim haroyim," and all the sicknesses in Mitzrayim. Here he says those refers to plagues, the things, but we would call it things that are can spread. Usually, plagues can spread. So this the madve mitrayim haroyim lo yisim habach unisanam b'chol sanecha. So there could be an outbreak of a plague that Hashem will do on your enemies, but not you. Which is, of course, requires an ace, right? That means, imagine COVID would go to all the Sonim and not to Bnei Yisrael. It requires an ace. Why would it not, this guy catch and that guy not? So that's what it's saying. If you're at that level, so then the Madvi Mitzrayim will go on your enemies and not on you. And it continues, other good things. B'nasan Machem Biadecha, V'avadatash is in Pasuk Chavdalin. That Hashem is going to destroy our enemies. V'nasan machem biyadach, and Hashem will put their kings in our hands. V'ha'avadata Hashemam, and he'll wipe out their name. What does it mean to be ha'avadata Hashemam? So the Sfarno says, V'ha'avadata Hashemam refers to that they will not have any children. That is, you'll wipe out their progeny. It says the Sfarno, what do you need to do that for? Because as long as they have kids, those kids will grow up to be your enemies. And in other words, the son of the king is always, the son of your enemy king is always going to be on team enemy king. And when he grows up, he'll try to get support again and to, you know, reconquer. So there'll always be a thorn in your side, therefore, ha'avadatam eshemam. Okay, then Perek Ches, it says, all the mitzvot I'm teaching you, you should be careful to do them. And remember, v'zachartes kol ha'derech asher halicha Hashem, the 40 years in the desert, remember the 40 years, l'man anoscha u'lenasoscha, to test you. What's this test? L'das is asher b'vavcha tishmer las mitzvotsav imlo. What's the test he's talking about to see if you'll follow in Hashem? So they got free food and clothing in the Midbar. Says the Sfarno, that was the test. Will you still follow God even when you have everything you need? That's an interesting thing, but it's similar, sounds like, to what we said last week from the Sfarno, this amazing thing he said, that if you don't work for your money, it leads to taiva. Now there, at least my understanding was, is that because you spend money you don't work hard for, then you end up becoming into taiva. Here, it's not to spend, but in general, it seems that if a person doesn't work for their money, for their stuff, for their food, for their clothing, so then that's a nisayon. But anyway, so Hashem gave you a nisayon, because it can lead to bad things. Hashem gave you a nisayon to see what's in your heart. And it says, L'das es asher b'lvavcha, but the Sfarno says, L'das means to know what was in your heart. So the Sfarno explains that a nisayon is really for your good, because Hashem can give you schar for standing up in the nisayon. And we don't say, what do you mean if it's a test? Hashem knows the answer. Hashem knows how I'll perform. Why bother putting the person through the test? So l'das asher b'lvavcha means to make it known. Hashem knows, but to make it known to others that what a tzaddik you are, and therefore you can get schar, which is much greater than if you, just had the thought but never did it in practice. Okay, then in the Musar sort of section, it says, "V'yadata ki lo b'tzid kascha Hashem akecha nosin l'chas aretz azos." It's not because you're such tzaddik and we give you this land. "V'rishta ki am k'sheyorof ata." Because you're an am k'sheyorof. What does it mean to be an am k'sheyorof? So the Sfarno explains it means that they don't accept tochacha. If they get told that they're wrong, they don't change. Has that to do with stiff neck? He says it's like if someone's tapping you on the shoulder to say, hey, buddy, you're doing wrong, hey, and you don't turn your neck. Your neck is as if it's stiff and doesn't turn to hear what the person's telling you. You just do your own thing. So that's what I was trying to say. You guys, you do your own thing. You don't listen to people trying to help you. Just keep on going in your way. That's an Am Kshay Orif, says the Sfarno. Okay, now, this is a very, next thing is unique. It's in Perik Yud. Pasuk Vav, Hey Vav Zayin, very unique. The pasuk there says, if you could look at it if you can, Perek Yud, pasuk Hey Vav Zayin, all that, says, Moshe says, I came down from the har, and I had the luchos, Bayusham, Kasher Tzivan Hashem. Then we have this weird thing, pasuk Vav, B'nai Yisrael, seems weird, B'nai Yisrael, Nasum, Mibiros, B'nai Yakon, Mosera. B'nai Yisrael, one from Be'eros B'nai Yaakon to Mosera, Sham Meis Aaron, there Aaron died, Be'yikavar Sham, he's buried there, and Be'yichin Elazar B'no Tachtav, and Elazar takes over. Okay? So, just stopping there, Rashi says, no, that never happened. What are you talking about? It says they went from Be'eros B'nai Yaakon to Mosera, the opposite, they went from Mosera to B'nai Yaakov. And Aaron died there? Aaron did not die there. Aaron died at Hor HaHar. What is this talking about? So, and then the next pasuk says, "Misham nasu agud goda mina agud goda yatvasa eretz menachalei mayim." They went to these places that were lands of nachalei mayim. What happened here? Then it says, "Baisai Hashem was mavdil shevet Levi." What's going on here? So Rashi explains that when Aaron died and the Anani HaKavod went away, they got scared and they started running back to Mitzrayim, and they went backwards. So that's how. Yes, it's true. They went from B'nai Yaakon to Mosera when they were going in the right direction, from Mosera to B'nai Yaakon when they were going to the right direction, but then they went backwards. They went from B'nai Yaakon to Mosera back when they were running away. And it made you feel like he died in Mosera because it caused this whole story that you ran away and B'nai Levi went and chased him and they killed some people. So they made a big avil for Aaron in Mosera and they felt as if he died there. Okay, that's Rashi's chat. Sfarno has a completely different shot. So the Sfarno explains the Hemshech of the Psukimar. says Aaron, I mean Moshe, got made the luchos shnios. So the luchos shnios were not on the level of the luchos rishonos, but Klal Yisrael was not wiped out or anything, and they got a luchos shnios, and Hashem forgave them. So his tefillah had helped. So, and then the pasuk is saying ubnei Yisrael nasu, that even though the tefillah of a tzaddik is so important, they should have been so, appreciative of tzaddikim. Still, there were Bnei Yisrael, there were some people that went away and were just being Roa bin Midbar. They were looking for places for their cattle to graze, to find water, a place where they could graze. And so they went to Moseira, and they heard about Aaron's death while in Moseira. Not that Aaron died in Moseira, but they heard about his death in Moseira, and they didn't bother to come back to be Miss Abel on the loss of this tzaddik, even though they knew the tefillah of tzaddikim is so important. Nor did they come to give kavod to Elazar on his new appointment. Rather, they went from there to Gudgoda, Yad Vashem, Eretz Nachlemayim. They just kept looking for good places for their animals to graze. So it just seems almost an unusual anecdote that happened. It was just showing that they didn't appreciate tzaddikim. And even that's just some of them. I'm not sure what the, so it seems like an unusual story. Okay, then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, you should realize, Ki Hashem Elokechem Hu Elokei Elokim Adonai Adonim. And we have the famous line, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibur, V'Hanora. So since we say this in Shemoneh Esrei three times, it would be good to know what those words mean. So the Sfarno's Pratan, that is, Gadol means that there's nobody who has the type of metzius of existence as Hashem. There's nobody like God in that way, or in any way, but in that way it's what he's referring to. And Gibor means the one who keeps everything alive, like Mechaye es Kulam is Gibor, he says. And Nora is Mashkiach l'shalim l'anosh, that Hashem is watching everything and meets out punishment to those who don't do his will. So that's Gadol, Gibor, V'Anora. And we know those three are connected, the first three brachos, Gadol, Gibor, and Nora. So the Gibor, that fits, because he says Gibor means Mechaya es Kulam. That's the only one that fits smoothly. But again, I can't say I know why Gibor specifically refers to Mechayim. Mechayim kol ha-metzias. That's what he's understanding, Gibor. Gibor means keeping everything going. Okay, requires Gvura, that I understand. Anyway, so he's got all these, there's no one like him. Gibor is, he's Mekayim everything. Nora is, he's scary, literally. That Hashem has the power is Mashgiach and does give out Onish, and therefore a person should be afraid and in awe of Hashem. So Nora, like I said, it's like the first three brachos. Nora is similar to Kadosh, that's separated, you know, Kadosh means separate, in awe. Gibor is Mechayes Kulam. And Gadol is no one like him. Okay, that's the first bracha. Okay, next. Okay, the next thing is very interesting. In Parakeet Aleph, it says, you remember when I took you out of Mitzrayim, and all the osus and movsim I showed you to Paro, Melch, Tram, Chalartona, look at Pasuk Dalet. Parakeet Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. V'asher osa lachel Mitzrayim. Look what Hashem, remember what Hashem did to the army of Mitzrayim. The susa of rochbot is chariots, asher hitzif. Chariots in those days were the equivalents of tanks today. That was the good part of the army. There's the soldiers and the susim and the richba. It's like the tanks and the whatever. Asher hitzif es mei yamsuf al pneim. The whole army was wiped out. God from Bahrain by Abdi Hashem, and Hashem destroyed them. Ad hayom hazeh. Ad hayom hazeh. A lot of the Rishonim ask this, what does that mean? And he's dead until today. Oh, obviously, he didn't come back. What are you talking about? Of course, they stayed dead. What else would they be? So, anyway, the Svarna's pshat is that when their army was wiped out, so they were from the top armies in the world, I guess he doesn't mention that point, but he means the level of their army never returned. In other words, those guys, that army that got wiped out, that was like the dream team over there in Mitzrayim. Nobody ever came close to taking their places. So, of course, Mitzrayim would eventually have another army, as we know they did. But they did not reach the level of the power of the original Egyptian army. So that's Vayabdei Madei Omazeh. They never reached that strength again. I guess it would be similar to saying, the Spanish navy was in the 1500s the strongest navy in the world. And then in 1588, the Spanish Armada was defeated, and they were defeated at Ayamaze. What would that mean? It means the Spanish fleet was a, you know, the Spanish navy was never thought of as anything ever again, because like they are today, so they're nothing special. Okay. Okay, towards the end of the Pasha, we have the Pasha of from Kriya Shema, V'Hayem Shemoa. So on that pasuk that says, V'samtem es devarai ila al levavchem v'al nafshchem, what does it mean to keep Hashem's words on your heart and on your soul? On your heart, he says, means to think about them. That's what it means, al your heart. That means when you're spaced out, that's what you're thinking about. You're thinking about mitzvos, so we say, you know, you have to keep all the musar shmuzes you hear, and you have to keep Torah ali becha. What does it mean to be ali becha? It means that you think about them. It means to be on your heart. You have to be thinking about them. The liz bonein bum, he says. The al nafshechem is to do them baratzon. I guess like they're, you know, ravos nafshechem. You want to do them. Not something you do that you feel like horribly compelled. Something that you want to do. So you think about mitzvahs and you want to do mitzvahs. And one last thing in Pasuk Chaf Beis, it says that you should keep the mitzvos, li'avas Hashem l'keichem, to love God, l'lechaz b'chad rachav, to follow in all his ways, l'davka bo. What does it mean to be davka bo? So this Svarna explains, it means that everything you do should be to do what God wants. Every action you take, you think about it, is this what God would want or not? That's l'davka bo. L'davka bo, your tetch sotem, that's lasos ritzono, your thoughts, with everything you do is to do ratzon Hashem, as it says, in all your ways, you should know it.